Well, it could be you. Contact the office of 89.7FM to become a sponsor of this news report. This is 89.7FM News.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Laura Devoy. Seven people have been arrested after multiple raids in southwestern Sydney related to the alleged stabbing at a church last week. A 16-year-old boy has been charged with a Commonwealth terrorist offence after allegedly stabbing a bishop at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley last Monday. Police today conducted multiple search warrants across southwestern Sydney. Federal Police Deputy Commissioner National Security Chrissy Barrett says it's believed those arrested, who are all juveniles, were linked to the teenager.
We identified links between the alleged offender and a network of associates and peers who we believe shared a similar violent extremist ideology. The JCTT has acted swiftly to disrupt these individuals, and the investigation remains ongoing.
New South Wales Deputy Commissioner David Hudson says the individuals have been under surveillance and scrutiny over the past week.
Their behaviour, whilst under that surveillance, led us to believe that if they were to commit any act, we would not be able to prevent that. And we believed through the investigation that it was likely that an attack might ensue.
Police say there is no ongoing threat to the community and no connection to Anzac Day or any religious holiday. Inflation has risen by 1% for the March quarter, remaining stubbornly beyond the Reserve Bank's target range. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
The latest rise in quarterly inflation reflects worldwide trends where rising costs remain stubbornly high. But the latest consumer price index figures show inflation over the 12 months to March dropping from 4.1% to 3.6%. The quarterly CPI measures the costs of goods and services in the 3 months to March 31st, 2024. Education services rose the most by 5.9%, while clothing and footwear items reduced by 1.1%. Points. Attention now turns to the Reserve Bank, which may opt to lower interest rates at the next board meeting in 2 weeks' time. Noah Seckham, National Radio News, Canberra.
The father of a Queensland teenager whose death prompted new laws allowing police to search people for weapons is set to meet with the New South Wales Premier. Jack Beasley was fatally stabbed on the Gold Coast in December 2019. The Queensland government later passed Jack's Law, which granted police powers to search people for weapons on public transport and around entertainment precincts using metal-detecting wands. Jack's parents advocated for the law, which the New South Wales government is now looking at implementing. Father Brett Beasley told Nine Radio he'll meet with Chris Minns next week.
They're super excited to see us and meet us down there, and they are super excited about Jack's Law now, so they look like they're going to adopt it.
Turning to sport, Richmond and Melbourne will meet at the MCG tonight for their Anzac Day Eve match. Kasiah Pickett will return from suspension for the Dees, which have made 3 changes, while the Tigers have made 4. And in NRL, the New Zealand Warriors have signed the younger son of Penrith Panthers coach Ivan Cleary and brother of halfback Nathan. 19-year-old Jet Cleary, who was born in Auckland, will join the Warriors next year on a 3-year deal. In finance, the Australian share market has fallen by 0.5% today, closing at 7,683, and the Australian dollar is buying just over 65 US cents.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
89.7 weather.
Mostly sunny today, a bit of cloud around tomorrow and a top of 26. Blue skies returning on Friday and a top of 28. And currently in both Hillarys and Wanneroo, it's 23 degrees. You're up to date on 89.7 FM. We're proudly local. bit, obviously. 89.7 FM, Wednesday Drive, John and Stokesy this afternoon. Hope you're doing well. How are you doing, John?
Had to wait for that bit at the end as well, okay?
Yeah. They like to keep on going with the drums right to the end.
They certainly do. As you know, tomorrow is Anzac Day.
It is, yep.
I just hope that everyone will at least think about it, Anzac Day and the sacrifices that our men and women have made in wars and other conflicts.
Yep. Hard as a rock, like Akadaka.
Absolutely, mate. I also hope that everyone's just going to pay a little bit of time, pause for a while, reflect on what men and women do today in military operations in the name of peacekeeping.
Oh, there's plenty of that happening, and I don't think the world would be the same if there wasn't those kind of things as well with the peacekeepers, that going on around the place as well. It's a difficult time.
Lots of memorial services tomorrow, and you're going to have some info about that during the show, aren't you?
Yes, got plenty of the info. We've posted the information from all the different places on our Facebook page, so you can have a look there if you'd like to get along to one tomorrow morning, or even tonight. I believe there's one tonight somewhere as well, I think in the city of Stirling. So, yeah, we'll give you some more details on that coming up soon.
Stokesy, we live in a lucky country, and that's thanks, of course, to the sacrifices of the men and women in the many military operations. And I'm lucky to have you here in the studio with me, pushing the buttons, keeping me honest.
Really?
Big show. Come on, let's go.
I thought my cynicism would, want you to run. Got some Eskimo Joe on the way. New Smash Mouth. Yeah, got brand new stuff from them. Going to play some Stevie Nicks, and we'll head back to the 70s now with some REO Speedwagon. 89.7 FM, Wednesday Drive.
Check out our Facebook page. Just search for Wednesday Drive 897 FM.
Seems like
Seven FM traffic.
3:19 for the first time this afternoon. Let's check the roads, courtesy of Main Roads, of course. Good afternoon, Kyle.
Hey, good afternoon. There is a vehicle fire in Burns Beach Road, and entry ramp is closed to Mitchell Freeway northbound in Currumbine. DFS on site and police directing traffic, but please seek an alternate route. Looking at the freeways northbound is slow at Ankerville Road, Mill Point Road to Mounts Bay Road, Haddon Street, Cranap Road to Reed Highway, and Shenton Avenue. southbound is busy at Hay Street to Mill Point Road and Royal Highway to Billia Drive. Ground from a freeway North Bridge Tunnel is moving well in both directions. Drive safely and it's the latest for main roads.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation? Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
The Community File.
Do you know the many benefits of street trees? Go to stirling.wa.gov.au/street trees to find out today.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
On 89.7FM, it's Wednesday Drive with John and Stokesy. Seven FM Community Connect, letting you know what's happening in your community.
3:24, Stokesy. Now, let's be honest about this. I know that you love those food trucks, don't you?
Yeah, well, they've got some like a whole selection of different things, and it's actually quite good. And they do have a lot of fun in the community. So,
well, of course, in Wanneroo, the season has been extended, so I guess you're going to love that as well, aren't you?
Yeah, right until the end of May for the Wanneroo Street Food. You get out there, more time to enjoy a feast. And this is the food trucks that are happening in Lansdale, Yanchep, Surf Lifesaving Club, and Butler. So that's for the whole of the rest of May, which is fantastic. You can check out their Facebook page if you want some more details. Just search for Wanneroo Street Food or have a look at our Facebook page. We'll post events as they come up.
Find out more on what's happening in the community by visiting our Facebook page, facebook.com/Wednesday Drive 897 FM.
You touch my hair, I live for you. Because your eyes, they understand, I live for you. Your body down. I won't deny you anything. Look at me, I feel so different now. You're the one I cry to.
Listen online no matter where you are. 897fm.com.au.
Oh, miss you, girl. And all of the things we could have done. I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you.
And all of the things we should have done. You say I move so fast that you can hardly see. You say
FM's Pet of the Week.
28 to 4, and our Pet of the Week is a two-year-old boy called Lamington.
Lamington.
Lamington, like, you know, eat him? No, you don't want to really do that.
Okay. Not cat, no.
Let's share Lamington's story with the lovely Amber Ashford from the Cat Haven in Shenton Park. Hi, Amber. How you going?
G'day, Amber.
Hello, very good.
Well, tell us a bit about Lamington and his background. When did he arrive at the Cat Haven, and do you know where he got that name, Lamington, from?
So we had a food orientated names at that time when he came to us. So he's been with us for about 6 months, and yeah, so there was a few in his litter with Cupcake and all the others as well.
I thought it might have had something to do with like Anzac Day or something, you know, sort of playing on that Australian sort of theme.
Yeah, totally. We'll take that.
Was he a stray?
Yes, he was a stray, the poor boy.
Just tell us a bit about his nature, Amber. What's the sort of things that he likes to do and the people like him to do? And does he have any bad habits?
We haven't found any bad habits yet. He's a pretty well-behaved boy, but he loves to sunbathe through the window. He loves his toys and his treats as well. So as long as you're giving him all the things he needs, he's very happy.
And of course, Stokesy, you've posted a photo of Lamington on our social media sites, haven't you?
I have, yeah. On our Facebook page, just search for Wednesday Drive 897 FM and we'll have this interview a little bit later in case you miss anything.
Lamington loves other cats. You made that point in the bio that you sent our way. So he'd fit in with someone who already has another cat or more than another cat?
Yeah, totally. So he's been living with a couple of foster cats at the moment in his foster home. So, and he's absolutely loving them, always sleeping on top of them and things like that. It's very cute. So, yeah, he would love a home with other cats.
So some crazy cat lady that's out there, like on The Simpsons, yep. for instance. Cool.
Lamington. Get your Lamington. Hey, tell us a little bit about dogs and cats and Lamington. Is he a mix there?
Yeah, so he's totally fine with cats, but we're just not sure about other dogs. He does get a little bit startled easily with small kids, so we're thinking if it's a huge dog that's a bit barky, but a placid dog he'd probably get along fine with.
What is it about kids that he doesn't like so much?
They're just a bit too noisy.
I can relate to that. As I get older, particularly.
And he's got me in the studio as well, so.
What would be the ideal home for Lamington?
He'd love someone, again, with other cats in the house, maybe a couple or someone that works from home. He loves that attention.
Amber, I understand it's a great time to adopt Lamington or one of your other cats at the Cat Haven, and I understand you've got far too many of them. You've got a promotion coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, so we're running a fee-free event this weekend, starting tomorrow through till Sunday. We've got about 400 cats here that are looking for new homes, so we're really hoping to get some of them out of here.
Well, let's get Lamington adopted and some of his mates. Let's get them out of the cat haven into some good homes.
If you're looking for a pet, adoption, please consider adoption.
Yeah, there's been so many cats here as well. Yeah.
Tell us, Amber, how do people get in touch with the cat haven?
Head straight to our website, www.cathaven.com.au, and you can see all the info there.
Thank you, Amber. Amber Ashford from the Cat Haven in Shenton Park. Thanks for joining us on Wednesday Drive.
Thanks so much.
Pet of the Week, back next week at 3:30 p.m. on 89.7 FM's Wednesday Drive.
Ride on.
the latest from Smash Mouth. They're back with something new. It's called Ride On, 89.7 FM Wednesday Drive. And John and Stokesy here this afternoon.
24, mate. Let's take another look at the weather, understand more beautiful autumn days on the way.
Yeah, it's nice out there this afternoon. Tomorrow, pretty much the same. Just maybe a couple of clouds around, 26 degrees. We've got some blue skies for Friday, 28. And the weekend looking nice and fine and mild, really. Bit of cloud on Sunday, but that won't worry anyone. 25 degrees for Saturday, 26 for Sunday, and right now about 23 outside. So pretty good weather indeed. Some Def Leppard on the way. Got some UB40 who are coming our way. And the Veronicas, they're going to come up next here on 89.7. We're proudly local.
Did you know your station sponsor, City of Joondalup, has 33 venues to hire for meetings and functions? The facilities range in size, functionality and location, so there is a venue to suit most of your needs. For more information on venue hire, visit joondalup.wa.gov.au.
The 89.7 FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually via an online platform or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
John and Stokesy on 89.7 FM for Wednesday Drive.
She was
897 FM Community Connect, letting you know what's happening in your community.
16 to 4. Now, John, the hunt is underway in Joondalup. You've got details.
It is, mate. It's called Animals Uptown. It's on right now in Joondalup CBD. That, of course, is the central business district. You can embark on a wild adventure. Join the hunt for life-size geometric animal sculptures. I kid you not about this. The animals have been created in collaboration with 10 local schools and businesses. Sounds like a lot of fun. Like to find out more, you simply head to at uptown.joondalup.
Find out more on what's happening in the community by visiting our Facebook page, facebook.com/WednesdayDrive897FM.
If you can live in innocence, watch out. Live in innocence.
Yeah. 89.7 FM. Traffic.
10 to 4, as we check the traffic again, courtesy of main roads, of course. What's happening out there, Kyle?
Hey, good afternoon. There's a vehicle fire in Burns Beach Road, entry ramp to Mitchell Freeway northbound in Currumbine. It's reduced to a single lane. There's no traffic delays, but please drive with caution. Looking at the freeways, northbound is slow at Mill Point Road to Mounts Bay Road, Haddon Street to Reed Highway and Shenton Avenue. Southbound is busy at Ocean Reef Road, Hay Street to Mill Point Road, Manning Road and Armadale Road to Anchorthal Road. Drive safely, and that's the latest for main roads.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet, you know you could have been a broom. And baby, it's not so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. The way you do the things you do, alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Your good looks were made, you know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my yard, you know you could have been a crew. And baby, you're so smart, you know you could have been a school. You make my life so rich, you know you could have been some money. And baby, you're so sweet, you know you could have been some money. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take it. The way you do the things you do, alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Good looks for a minute, you know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my love, you know you could have been a fool. And baby, you're so smart, you know you could have been a school girl. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can tell you the way you do the things you do, alright, the way you do the things you do.
John and Stokesy on 89.7 FM for Wednesday Drive.
I know that I'm running out of time. I want it all. Mm-hmm. And I'm wishing they stop trying to turn me off. I want it all. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking on a wire, trying to go higher. Feels like I'm surrounded by clowns and liars. Even when I give it all away, I want it all. Just like fire, burning up the way. We're fucking like the world up for just one day. Watch this madness, colorful charade. No one can be just like me anyway. Just like magic, I'll be flying free. I'ma disappear when they come for me. I kick that ceiling, what you gonna say? No one can be just like me anyway. Just like fire. To laugh at you, cause they are all the same. Mm-hmm. See, I would rather we just go a different way than play the game. Mm-hmm. And no matter the weather, we can do it better. You and me together forever and ever. We don't have to worry about a thing. About a thing. No.
come on with me.
Just one day, watch this madness, colorful charade. No one can be just like me anyway. Just like fire.
The tune's there from Pink 89.7 FM, Wednesday Drive, John and Stokesy, and some UB40 as well, who's going to be heading up to Red Hill Auditorium in October. So is Eagle Eye Cherry. If you want to find out all the details, just go to ub40.global and you'll be able to get the tickets.
2 to 4, mate. And, of course, after the news, you're going to find us some cheap fuel, aren't you?
I am. There is cheap fuel out there, and we'll tell you very shortly.
The goats are all about the greatest. So Tuesday evenings from 8, it's all about the greatest songs, only the greatest guests, and apparently one more goat in Tony. Who will keep you in the greatest of company? Tony has done this all before, and now he brings his unique vibe to 89.7 FM. Tune in for the goats. It's nothing but the greatest. Tuesday evenings from 8 on 89.7 FM, we're proudly local.
The 89.7 FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually, via an online platform, or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program, or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
The Community File.
Are you interested in gardening? The Girraween Community Garden is looking for new members to join us for gardening and social activities. We are located behind the Girraween Library. Contact Wendy at girraweengarden@gmail.com or on the garden's Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Police have disbanded a group of juveniles linked to the teenager who allegedly stabbed a bishop in a church in Western Sydney last week. Seven people were arrested today and a further five are assisting police after multiple raids in the city's southwest. They were identified as part of investigations into the stabbing at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley last week. New South Wales Deputy Commissioner David Hudson says the group posed an unacceptable risk.
I can assure the community there is no ongoing threat to the community, and the action we have taken today has mitigated any risk of future or further harm.
Federal Police Deputy Commissioner National Security Chrissy Barrett says the group and the teenager shared a similar violent extremist ideology and potentially posed a risk to the community.
At this time, we have no evidence of specific locations, times, or targets of a violent act.
A former head of the competition watchdog has warned a made-in-Australia approach to the net-zero transition could destroy the nation's chances of becoming a clean energy superpower. In a speech to the Melbourne Economic Forum, Rod Sims said the buy local push and support for local industry could saddle the nation with high-cost solar panels and wind farms. He said any government support would need to be given to areas where Australia had a comparative advantage. A prison abolition group says the Northern Territory needs more rehabilitation centres and grassroots programs, not less. Renee Rocket Brotherton is a former inmate and the NT coordinator for the Justice Reform Initiative. She told the National Indigenous Radio Service there's only one program in the NT that's accessible to people who need help.
Stringybark is the only place that I know of in the Territory that you can turn up on a Monday morning and be admitted into rehab that day. You know, we need more drug and alcohol rehabs, not less of them.
Ms. Brotherton's comments come after the NT government's decision to turn two existing alcohol rehabilitation facilities, Paperbark in Alice Springs and Stringybark in Darwin, into women's prisons. Overseas, the future of social media app TikTok in the US is uncertain after the Senate passed legislation requiring the app's Chinese owner to divest its US assets or face a ban. The measure was driven by concerns China could access Americans' data or surveil them with the app. The bill has now been sent to President Joe Biden, who has said he will sign it into law. ByteDance will have about 9 months to sell its American assets before the ban comes into effect. Former rugby league star Terry Hill has died aged 52. Hill represented Australia and New South Wales and played 246 first grade matches for five Sydney-based clubs between 1990 and 2003. It's understood he died after suffering a heart attack in the Philippines. Turning to sport, the AFL Tribunal has upheld Tom Barras's one-match suspension. The 28-year-old was cited for a tackle on Fremantle's Michael Walters, which was graded careless conduct, medium impact and high contact. The West Coast Eagles failed in their bid to overturn the ban, meaning Barras will miss Sunday's match against Gold Coast. And South Australia is set to remain the home of LIV Golf in Australia. The city's tournament will get underway on Friday, and LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman says he wants it to remain in SA well into the future. And you can listen to your favourite community radio station and national radio news on the Community Radio Plus app.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
89.7 weather.
Mostly sunny this afternoon. A bit of cloud around tomorrow and a top of 26. On Friday, lots of blue skies and 28 degrees. Currently in both Hillary's and Wanneroo, it's 23 degrees. And you're up to date on 89.7 FM. We're proudly local.
Everything. We carry
89.7 FM Community Connect, letting you know what's happening in your community.
4:09. As we know, tomorrow is Anzac Day, a very important day. It should be in the calendar of everyone living here in Australia. And lots of memorial services happening in the local area. And of course, you've got some details on those.
Yes, plenty of information on our Facebook page. So just search for Wednesday Drive 897 FM. We'll have info from the City of Joondalup, Wanneroo, Stirling, as well as some of the outlying areas like the City of Shire of Chittering and the Shire of Gingin. So no matter where you are, you'll be able to find a service that's close by. There's actually even a Anzac Day Eve ceremony happening with the Naval Association of WA this afternoon in the City of Stirling. That's from 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Again, details on our Facebook page. But yeah, we've posted all the information there, not only on the dawn services, but the breakfast and some other activities that are happening. So yeah, Wednesday Drive, 897 FM. Get on board.
Find out more on what's happening in the community by visiting our Facebook page, facebook.com/Wednesday Drive 897 FM. Wednesday Drive with John and Stokesy.
I blame you for the moonlit sky and the dream that died with the eagle's flight. 89.7 FM traffic.
Time flying by, 18 past four, and that's time to find out if the traffic is flowing, thanks to Main Roads, of course. What's happening out there, Melody?
Good afternoon, John. Good song, and also good news. It is completely incident-free. I hope it stays that way for the rest of the afternoon as well. Taking a look at the freeways, northbound, slow Mortimer Road, Mill Point Road to Mount Bay Road, Hutton Street to Reed Highway, then Shenton Avenue. Southbound, busy Hay Street to Mill Point Road, Manning Road, then Armidale Road to Anchortail Road. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Station sponsor.
All right, so green hydrogen could be key to reaching our emissions target, but storage and transportation is still too inefficient to scale it up. I need you to find a solution to make it viable.
Every single day, engineering graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The Community File.
Just an hour a week can make a difference in a young person's life. Become an EdConnect volunteer and work with students to support their academic potential and emotional well-being in school and in life. EdConnect values connection within the community, and when you become a volunteer, you become part of the EdConnect family, working together to help students thrive. For further information, please call 9444 8646 or go to their website at www.edconnectaustralia.org.au.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
On 89.7 FM, it's Wednesday Drive with John and Stokesy.
Oh,
Listen online, anywhere, worldwide.
897fm.com.au.
FM Fuel Watch, helping you fill up for less.
And checking the prices this afternoon, if you're going to fill up the tank, $1.81.3 is the cheapest. You're going to find that at X Convenience in Alkimos. It then goes to $1.83.3 at the Burke in Lansdale and also the Vibe over in Nirrabup. The highest price today, $2.31.9, and that's at the Ampol Foodery in Corrine. Diesel prices this afternoon, a little higher from last week. Vibe in Nirrabup has the cheapest at $1.85.3, and $1.85.5 is the next cheapest at Liberty in Bankshear Grove. Highest price, $2.09.9 at the Ready Express in Scarborough. And for LPG, no change from last week at all. $1.29.7 at the United in Aussie Park and $1.29.9 at the Caltex in Alexander Heights. That high price is up to $1.36.9 at the Ampol Foodery in Corrine. Now, if you'd like the details sent to your inbox, like to get the fuel price for where you are, just simply head to fuelwatch.wa.gov. And you can sign up for their email, get all the details you need, and save a few bucks. Coming up for you soon, got brand new stuff from Crater House on the way. Here's some Third Eye Blind, 89.7 FM, it's Wednesday Drive.
She lives for me. Says she lives for me, ovation. Who
will motivate since he comes wild and she goes down to me. And I'll make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Chop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show takes the stage. We give them the game to play. She say, I want something else to get me through this semi-tom kind of life. In the pictures you would take, do a crystal meth will lift you up until you break. It won't stop, I won't come down. I keep stop with the tick-tock rhythm. I bumped for the drop and then I bumped up. I took the hit that I was given, then I bumped again, then I bumped again. I said, how do I get back there to the place where I fell asleep inside you? How do I get myself back to the place where you said, I want something else to get me through this semi-tom kind of life. Beneath my toes, the beach gives a feeling, an earthy feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the four chords can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright, alright. And I want something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say goodbye.
On 89.7 FM, it's Wednesday Drive with John and Stokesy.
Gone. teenage summer. Am I gonna have some mad idea?
Check out our Facebook page. Just search for Wednesday Drive 897 FM.
Just one of those big hits from the 80s from Big Pig, 89.7 FM and Wednesday Drive. And threw in some Crowded House, a bit of a Beatles feel, I feel, on that song. Actually quite like it. It's fresh from the album Gravity Stairs, and it's called Summer, A Teenage Summer, here on Drive.
And playing lots of music this afternoon, aren't we?
Well, yes.
We are, indeed.
You've got some news for us.
And Australian music as well.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Keep it up. In other words, 21 to 5. Let's have another look at the weather forecast. In fact, the new weather forecast has arrived. More blue skies on the way. No rain yet.
Yeah, no rain. I don't think it ever rains in Perth. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a top of 26. The clouds will clear on Friday, 27, and mostly sunny over the weekend, 25 and 26, both Saturday and Sunday. Coming up next, some Whitlams. Also got Black Box, who was recently in Perth, and going to play some Katy Perry up next. 89.7 FM, it is Wednesday Drive, and good afternoon.
Now, there are a few listeners of this station that still haven't downloaded the Community Radio Plus app.
which lets you tune in anywhere, even way out here. G'day, Marco.
Whoa, where did you come?
I'm just here to help you download our app. Pass me your phone.
Okay.
Now you can listen to us wherever you are, mm-hmm. message or call the studio directly, mm-hmm. and even share the station with your friends. There you go.
That's sweet.
See ya.
All right.
Okay. Download the Community Radio Plus app for yourself, or I suppose you can just wait for me to do it for you.
Did you know your station sponsor, City of Joondalup, has 33 venues to hire for meetings and functions? The facilities range in size, functionality and location, so there is a venue to suit most of your needs. For more information on venue hire, visit joondalup.wa.gov.au.
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangara, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Omoda 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au
DL6061.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions.
Do I have to volunteer or can I just donate to the club?
How often do you train?
Will she get to play with her friends and will they be in the same team?
But there are vital questions every parent should ask.
How will you keep my child safe?
Is this a safe club for kids?
What does the club have in place to make sure that our children are protected?
Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
Driving you home on Wednesday, this is John and Stokesy on 89.7 FM.
You're hot and you're cold, you're yes then you're
89.7 FM Community Connect, letting you know what's happening in your community.
16 to 5. Now, the environment is front and centre for quite a few people out there these days. Now, John, you've got some info on what the City of Joondalup is up to.
Certainly really important, mate, the environment. And the City of Joondalup is generally at the forefront of trying to look after the local environment. It's seeking feedback on its draft environment strategy. Now, the strategy provides a framework for the city to be sustainable by protecting and enhancing the environment and minimising the use of natural resources over the next 10 years. The feedback period runs until May 9. If you'd like to be involved, contact the City of Joondalup.
Find out more on what's happening in the community by visiting our Facebook page, facebook.com/WednesdayDrive897FM.
FM traffic.
Time flying by, it's 10 to 5 already. We're keeping an eye on the traffic, of course, thanks to our mates at Main Roads. Good afternoon again to Kyle.
Hey, good afternoon. There's a crash in Reed Highway westbound prior to Erindale Road in Balcata. Right lane is blocked and traffic heavy back to Alexandra Drive. Please drive with caution. Looking at the freeways, northbound is busy at Thomas Road to Ankthill Road, Mill Point Road to Mounts Bay Road, Haddon Street to Reed Highway. Southbound is slow at Hay Street to Mill Point Road, Manning Road, Armadale Road to Ankthill Road. Graham from Freeway has no delays, but North Bridge Town is slow eastbound. Please drive with caution. Drive safely and slow on main roads.
Stokesy on 89.7 FM for Wednesday Drive.
Gonna get up, gonna get up, gonna get up. Gonna get up, gonna get up, gonna get up.
There goes Black Box, who was in Perth on the weekend.
Was it?
Along with
Come on, tell us about it.
I just had a brain fart.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
That happens to me too, mate.
Along with Technotronic and Entrance, bit of a 90s flashback, or late 80s flashback, really. I hope you went and hope you had fun. John and Stokesy here on 89.7 FM Drive.
5 o'clock news is coming up. Now, no talking sport today. No Max, which is really sad. I understand he's still recovering after West Coast beat
the Dockers and the Derby.
Very funny.
Is that the reason?
Okay. No.
Hopefully he'll be back next week here on 89.7 FM. We're going to play lots of great music, aren't we?
We have got some good music after five. It will include some Automatics, some Electric Light Orchestra, also some Bananarama, a bit of new stuff in there as well, so stay tuned for that. Jebediah, Ellie Mae Barnes, of course, who's Barnesy's daughter. So,
all happening on 89.7 FM. We're proudly local.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
Need to talk about your alcohol or drug use? The team at Drug Info can answer your questions about the effects of different drugs, including alcohol, illicit and prescribed drugs, and provide advice and practical information. Call 1300 858584. It's free and confidential. Call 1300 858584. Drug Info is brought to you by the Alcohol and Drug Foundation.
Why not become the sponsor of this news report? Contact 89.7 FM.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Seven people have been arrested after multiple raids in southwestern Sydney related to the alleged stabbing at a church last week. A 16-year-old boy has been charged with a Commonwealth terrorist offence after allegedly stabbing a bishop at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley last Monday. Police today conducted multiple search warrants across southwestern Sydney. Federal Police Deputy Commissioner National Security Chrissy Barrett says it's believed those arrested, who were all juveniles, were linked to the teenager.
We identified links between the alleged offender and a network of associates and peers who we believe shared a similar violent extremist ideology. The JCTT has acted swiftly to disrupt these individuals, and the investigation remains ongoing.
Police say there is no risk to the community and no connection to Anzac Day or any religious holidays. The New South Wales government is seeking legal advice on the state's bail laws following the domestic violence murder of a woman in the Central West. Daniel Billings has been charged with the murder of 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst in Forbes. It was revealed yesterday he was on bail at the time of Ms. Ticehurst's death, accused of raping, stalking and intimidating her in the months prior. Attorney General Michael Daly is seeking urgent advice to determine whether law reform is required, particularly in relation to domestic violence offences. He says he'll also consult with the Bail Act Monitoring Group.
They will be the body that will look at the circumstances around the granting of bail in relation to this matter. I should also say I'll be inviting the Women's Safety Commissioner, Hannah Tonkin, to sit on the Bail Act Monitoring Group at least for this referral.
And if you need help, you can call the domestic violence hotline 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. A federal court judge has granted a further interim injunction ordering social media platform X to hide the video of the church stabbing in Western Sydney last week. The eSafety Commissioner has ordered X to remove the video, but says X only geo-blocked it, meaning while users in Australia won't be able to see the video, it can still be viewed by anyone using a virtual private network. Under the Online Safety Act, the eSafety Commissioner has legal authority to order social media companies to remove content that depicts violence crime. Julie Inman Grant says X could be fined $782,000 per day if it refuses to hide the video. The matter will return to court next month. Indigenous mental health services in the Kimberley region of Western Australia are calling for more long-term funding to ensure support for communities most vulnerable. Georgia Fisher reports.
The Kimberley has one of the highest youth suicide rates in the world and is in desperate need for long-term funding to secure its support. With First Nations communities making up the bulk of the population, appropriate funding for mental health services has taken on urgency. Broome Hospital provides the only continuously running critical mental health treatment facility in the region, and this requires costs for travel as well as isolating Indigenous people from their country. The Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service says there is lingering uncertainty about the service provision and its longevity.
And in sport, round 7 of the AFL will get underway shortly with Richmond taking on Melbourne at the MCG.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
89.7 weather.
Partly cloudy tomorrow, max of 26. Clearing clouds on Friday, max of 27. Should be mostly sunny at the weekend, 25 on Saturday and 26 on Sunday. Currently in Hillarys and Wanneroo, it's 22 degrees. And you're up to date on 89.7 FM. We're proudly local.
John and Stokesy on 89.7 FM for Wednesday Drive.
897 FM Community Connect, letting you know what's happening in your community.
14 past five now, John, you've got some details on what the Probus Club are up to.
Yes, mate, the Marmion Probus Club next meets on Monday fortnight. That's May 13, by the way. It'll meet at the Sorrento Bowling Club. Now, it's not open for you because you're under 50, so bad luck.
Okay? Yeah, well, I'm getting there, slowly.
Getting there. You've got a long way to go yet, Stokesy.
Oh, a couple of years.
Everyone 50 and over is welcome. They have lots of guest speakers and they have monthly outings. And if you'd like to know more, you can phone Marie on 9447 8900 or Michael on 0428 733 356.
Find out more on what's happening in the community by visiting our Facebook page, facebook.com/WednesdayDrive897FM. On 89.7 FM, it's Wednesday Drive with John and Stokesy.
89.7 FM traffic.
22 past five, and that's time to find out what's happening on the roads again. Thanks to Main Roads, of course. Good afternoon, Kyle.
Hey, good afternoon. There is no incident to report, but looking at the freeways, northbound is slow at Thomas Road to Anctil Road, Millpoint Road to Mounts Bay Road, and Hunter Street to Reed Highway. Southbound is busy at Vincent Street to Millpoint Road, Manning Road, and Annandale Road to Anctil Road. Granville Freeway has no delays, but North Bridgetown is slow eastbound. Drive safely and select for Main Roads.
Station sponsor.
This is a must-win game, and she's our star player. But if she's not performing at her peak, we can't risk it. What do the stats say? Do you think she's match fit?
Every single day, exercise and sports science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The Community File.
Looking for fun and exciting place for your kids after school? The City of Stirling provides a quality outside school hours care service in Inglewood. For more information, jump onto the website stirling.wa.gov.au/children.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
John and Stokesy on 89.7 FM for Wednesday Drive.
In the dark of night, small hours, uncertain and anxious, and to call you. Rooms full of strangers, some call me friend, but I wish you were so close to me. In the dark of night, those small hours, I drift away when I'm with you. In the dark of night, by my side. In the dark of night, by my side. I wish you were, I wish you were. Here comes the clown, his face is a wall, no window, no air at all. In the dark of night, his faces, they haunt me, but I wish you were so close to me. In the dark of dark of night, his faces, they haunt me, but I wish you were so close to me. Yes, I wish you were by my side.
Listen online no matter where you are. 897fm.com.au.
FM Community Connect, letting you know what's happening in your community.
Spot on 5:30, Stokesy, and the Friends of Yallagonga always in that park doing all sorts of wonderful things. The next workday is coming up. I think it's on Saturday, isn't it?
It is on Saturday, yeah. They do some amazing things for that park and have really done a great job in, you know, just keeping it as pristine as it is. And, yeah, their workday is on this Saturday, the Ocean Reef Road site from 9 a.m. They would love if you could join them. And they have a whole bunch of planting to do this week. So if you can wear long pants, closed-in shoes, grab a hat, water bottle, gloves, all that sort of stuff you need, digging tool, and they'll provide a light morning tea. If you want to search for the Friends of Yallagonga Facebook page, you can get all the details there.
Find out more on what's happening in the community by visiting our Facebook page, facebook.com/WednesdayDrive897FM.
Thinking again, you thought I was dumb or blind, and no one knows. I'm out. On 89.7 FM, it's Wednesday Drive with John and Stokesy. On 89.7 FM, it's Wednesday Drive with John and Stokesy.
breaks. We turn your back and carry on. In my head hurts, 'cause I just can't work out why it all went wrong. So I'm wondering, oh, the more I think, the less I understand. Living is easy when you know you're in command. Oh, would I lie? Oh, no. One word, one letter, one line, and I'd feel a whole lot better than one look would say.
Baby Animals, One Word, 89.7 FM, Wednesday Drive. John and Stokesy here, played Kings of Leon, and Ellie Mae Barnes, of course, Barnesy's daughter, and the title track to her brand new album that was released about a week ago. It's called No Good, and yeah, go out and check that one out.
Very talented family, Stokesy.
They are a very talented family. Actually, I think his wife is really good with creative stuff and whatnot as well, so yeah, definitely.
20 to 6, let's take another look at the weather forecast. If you like sunshine, you'll love this.
Well, yeah, there's sun out there. It's going to be partly cloudy tomorrow and around 26. Those clouds will clear on Friday, 27, and then a mostly sunny weekend, 25 degrees on Saturday, 26 on Sunday. So nice mild conditions for the Anzac Day weekend. Coming up soon, some No Doubt. Got some D-Ream and some brand new stuff from Jebediah's coming up soon too here on 89.7. We're proudly local.
If you use public transport, you've probably already downloaded our Community Radio Plus app, so you can enjoy this station on your commute. But a few listeners, like Sue here, hi Sue.
Do I know
you? Still haven't got around to doing it. Phone please.
Okay.
See, now what you can do is you can listen to us on the go and help support us by sharing the station with your friends.
Okay.
It is that button there.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
No worries. So, get on board and download the Community Radio Plus app for yourself.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor, The Community File.
Right now, you're here to hear what's coming through your speakers. But have you thought about how you can be here to hear when a mate, colleague, or loved one needs a chat? Ask, are you okay? And let the people you care about know you're here to really hear them, because a conversation could change your life. Learn more at ruok.org.au.
On 89.7 FM, it's Wednesday Drive with John and Stokesy.
stuck on you.
Listen online no matter where you are. 897fm.com.au.
Yeah.
89.7 FM traffic.
10 to 6, and for the final time today, let's check the traffic, thanks to Main Roads, of course. What's happening out there, Kyle?
Hey, good afternoon. There is a crash on Leach Highway eastbound prior to Coral Avenue. Right lane is blocked and traffic is heavy on approach. Please drive with caution. Looking at the freeways, northbound is slow at Ankertal Road, Mill Point Road to Mounts Bay Road, and Haddon Street to Reed Highway. Southbound is busy at Vincent Street to Mill Point Road, Mining Road, and Armadale Road to Ankertal Road. Groundbound freeway is moving well. North Bridgetown is slow eastbound. Drive safely, and this is the latest for Main Roads.
You can walk my path. You can wear my shoes. Learn to talk like me. And be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me. But I know you. Singing in our veins can only get better. Can only get better. If we see it through, that means me, and I mean you too. So teach me not to think. Can only get better. Can only get, can only get. Think it over me, you know. I know that things can only get better.
On 89.7 FM, it's Wednesday Drive with John and Stokesy.
There's some Jebediah.
That's off their sixth studio album, Oiks, I believe it's called, and Motivation. I could go for some of that. How about you?
Yeah, maybe.
Wednesday Drive, 89.7 FM, and John and Stokesy this afternoon. They will be at the Corrine, but that's a sold-out show in July. July 13, but July 12, they're going to be at Frio Social if you'd like to go and see them live at jebediah.net.
6 o'clock news, of course, coming up, mate. And Lee is standing by to play the bangers for you.
All the bangers.
1990s hits. Okay. Remember, it's Anzac Day tomorrow, and please, if you're listening to us, spare a thought for the people from the military who've kept us safe over all of the years and people who continue to do so in peacekeeping roles.
Yeah, definitely. And if you'd like to go to any of the services that are out there right throughout the cities of Joondalup, Wanneroo, Stirling, just head to our Facebook page, search for Wednesday Drive 897 FM, and there's plenty of information there for you.
And of course, we'll be back next Wednesday from 3 o'clock. Until then, I'm John Logan. Goodbye. God bless you.
We'll catch ya.
Station sponsor.
Oxygen saturations have dropped to 89% and breathing is laboured. I've done an ECG and she's in fast AFib. Her blood pressure was stable, but her systolic has dropped to 95. What should we do?
Every single day, nursing and midwifery graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our